Blog Talk Radio.
You, what wouldn't you do to save your child? What wouldn't you do to save my child? What wouldn't you do for the children of America? Today is Sunday, September 13th, 2015. It is 1:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time. You're listening to the I Love Politics show, and this show comes to you from Houston, Texas. Thank you for listening in to the I Love Politics show. I do praise, I do politics, and I do productivity. I can tell you this for sure. The combination of these three elements will make your life better if you master these things. Have them on your plate daily and be sure that you feed from each one. Today, my show is titled, What Wouldn't You Do to Save the Life Child? The children are our gems, our rewards, our comfort in our old age, our future. The children are our personal defenders as life goes on, our defenders of our nations as life goes on. Our children are us 20, 30, 40 years from now. We'll get a few presidents from our children, lots of lawyers, CEOs, politicians will come from our children, farmers, doctors, information technologists, cooks, dancers, actors, sports figures, environmentalists, tax assessors, fishermen of food and fishermen of men, clergy. And there can be no void of none of our children, and there should be no void of none of these occupations and those that will come down the line. But what is happening today in America, that will cast a void upon the land, because we're losing our children in preventable ways to death, that deaths that we can prevent. But our children doesn't seem to matter. We must invest in our children by protecting our children, regardless of the zip code from which they are born into and regardless of the color of their skin which they are born into. And if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a large millstone tied around his neck. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than with two hands to go into hell where the fire never goes out. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than to have 2 feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and be thrown into hell, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. That's Mark 9:42-49. Children are being abused in this land today. and that abuse shall not continue to be tolerated by God. We are losing children to preventable deaths, and these preventable deaths will not continue to be tolerated by God. We have been taught the way. Jesus taught the way. Jesus, with 12 disciples, taught them the things that are to be done here on earth. And when Jesus taught these 12 disciples, they then would become fishermen of men. And after they were taught as disciples, he sent them out. No longer disciples, but now they were apostles. They were sent out. He said in Matthew 28:19-20, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world." Jesus taught the 12 disciples and sent them out as apostles. 11 of them, to teach the world. And one of the teachers he taught was, "Forbid not little children to come unto me." And children are being cut down at the quick in today's world. And it's called accidents. It's called unavoidable accidents, when in actuality it could be avoided. Preventable deaths for our children is not acceptable in God's name. And it's up to us, those who are believers, it's up to us to do away with these preventable deaths in our land, of especially our children. For lo, children are an heritage of the Lord. We have to do our part as Christians. And this is why on this Sunday morning I'm talking to you and I'm asking you, what wouldn't you do to save the life of a child? Every day we hear of preventable deaths. Our children are dying from motor vehicle accidents that are preventable, malnutrition that's preventable, accidents in the homes and in the schools and on the streets that's preventable, gun violence that's preventable, murders that's preventable, neglect and illnesses that's preventable. We have the resources and we have the knowledge for us not to be losing kids in America to preventable deaths, but it's happening. And only thing people can think of is self. We have politicians that we are paying hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to provide for and make a better America and keep our children safe. And our children are being raped and slaughtered and murdered and gunned down and killing themselves accidentally with guns and being killed on highways by drunk drivers, being killed with cars that weren't put together properly. And we can do better as a government with regulations, taxations, litigations, voter suppression acts being passed. These are the things that have to be put in place. Gun safety laws. These are the things that must be put in place so that we can have better roads, so that we can have drivers in cars that's not drunk, so that drunk drivers are penalized regardless of what zip code they were born in, so that lives are not taken through malnutrition because mothers carry children and can't feed themselves, and we have food stamp programs in America, and those programs are being cut and slashed. We have politicians who are not looking out for poor people. We have politicians who are not looking out for the elderly, for the disabled. These are the jobs of politicians, to make life better. And yes, to make life better from birth to grave. That is why politicians are paid more than the average citizen is paid, because they are carrying and should be carrying the load of the country, and they carry only the load of self. Every day you hear a politician going to jail because they've been stealing and not doing their jobs. If they do their jobs, they don't have time to steal. But they're so busy stealing till children are dying. I read on September 3rd that a two-year-old child in Oklahoma was raped by a stepfather, and the child died from that rape. And there are elected officials right now coming up under indictment right there in the same places in Oklahoma for not doing their job. If they do their job, then there will be laws that will be enacted that will save our children. What wouldn't you do to save your child? What wouldn't you do to save my child? Is your child better than mine? We have to fix America. And to fix America, it has to come from the voters. And the non-voters got to do their part. And the people who vote out of hatred and racism and all of those things are hurting the children. Because whatever you do to the least of these, according to the word of Jesus Christ, you do unto me. The children of America are dying preventable deaths, and we lose. Who speaks for the children? What can we do to save our kids? Are you willing to put kids first? How often do you put kids first? When you go and vote, you should think about the children. When you read your Bible, you should read scriptures to see what God has said about the children. You should be donating to charities that's there to help the children. We got charities right now that goes under investigation because they receive monies all across America, and they take the money and do other things with it. We have all types of programs that's supposed to be protecting and helping the children, and they are killing the children. They're not setting up structures that's benefiting the children. When CEOs refuse to hire the parents, they are hurting the children. When clergy refuse to go out and be fishermen of men so that they can teach parents how to raise those children, they are harming the children. When educators come against children because the children can't get to school on time or don't come to school, and they held back because their parents, they might be living in cars or they might be living from house to house, but the children are held responsible for the shortcomings of the parents by the educators and by politicians. Politicians penalize households by taking food away. Politicians penalize communities by shutting down schools and saying children need to be in better schools. And the child can barely get three blocks to a school as it is. And then they close down that school and set up a school 3 miles away and expect the family to get the child to that school. And the child go through drug communities and go through sex trafficking and everything else in America. And too many come out dead. Police officers break into homes with tear gas and bombs and shooting and kill our children. And it's all in the line of, and they walk away with the murder of a child on their heart, in their hands, in their minds. And it's legal. And that's what's wrong in America. No one speaks for the children. No one is setting up plans to save the children. People out in Oklahoma City setting up laws to keep people from wearing a hood, a hoodie. But where are the laws to protect the children? What is a hoodie doing to America that a gun ain't doing to America? It ain't the clothes, it's the guns. It ain't the clothes, it's the laws. It ain't the jobless, it's the ones who won't hire them. Parents, families, clergy, educators, CEOs, politicians, what wouldn't you do to save the life of a child? Because you're taking children's lives today and walking away like nothing, just brushing your hand like some spilt milk. What would you do to prevent the death of a child? To end a certain number or a certain kind of preventable deaths of children as unavoidable? Is that what we're doing now? We're calling it accidents. We're calling deaths of our children accidents. Children are living in buildings that should be condemned, but greedy landlords are making billions, and children are dying as a result. Landlords are killing the children with their destructive, deteriorating housing, hurting the brains and the physical being of our children. Police officers are shooting down our children, killing them, saying they look like a demon. And it's legal. And the stuff the landlords do is legal. And when CEOs refuse to hire the parents and ship jobs out of America, it's legal. And when politicians don't do their jobs and are doing nothing for the people who elected them but collecting the paychecks, it's legal. Everything that people do in authority, the 1% do, is legal. And poor people can't hardly breathe without going to jail. A tennis player standing, leaning, waiting, gets attacked by a plainclothes police officer without him even identifying himself. And he lies and said that the tennis player resisted him and he thought he was another person. And come to find out, even the person he was looking for was the wrong person, all because of credit card fraud. You take a man down because of the color of his skin, slam him to the ground, as if his body means nothing, as if his head hitting concrete, if you live, fine, if you die, fine. See, these are the things our children see happening to their parents, to their family. But you expect children to respect police officers when they see police officers gunning down, slamming down, killing people, black people, while they walking, while they talking, while they driving, while they eating, while they swimming, while they watching a movie. Blacks lose their lives just because they black. And the children see this. And the children grow up with this. And they don't forget this. And the children are being killed. And the children's parents are being killed. And the grandparents are being killed. Old people can hardly lift their legs are being killed on the streets of America because police officers are saying they look like a threat to them. Well, if a police officer kills a child who looked like a threat, what about me? I passed that child. Was that child a threat to me? No. I passed that child, and that child wasn't a threat to me, but the police officer made contact and looked at that child in the eye and decided that child is a threat. Freddie Gray is dead because the police made eye contact with him and could tell he was up to no good, and he's dead today. But when the children see this, how are they supposed to disciple it? They're learning. Our children are learning every day of their life, and they're seeing children die. Classmates die. Children are not being given equal rights. A child in here in Texas, Houston, Texas, put on a T-shirt that said Black Lives Matter on the day that a police officer was being honored in his death. Give that child the right to speak with her clothing, just as the entire school was speaking with their clothing. But that child who spoke with her clothing, a Black Lives Matter T-shirt, and listed the names of Black people who were killed by police officers, that child was sent home. But all the other children could walk around with a T-shirt, the death of one police officer with his name on it. What do the children supposed to take from these type of messages? Who speaks for the children? How do we save the children? When will we save the children? What would you do to save your child? And then you tell me what you would do to save mine. And I think that's where the issue lies. Because there are good children and there are bad children in America. Black children are called thugs. And white children are called misguided when something goes wrong in their life. And so, of course, if a thug do something, they should die. And if a misguided white kid do something, that kid should be treated with a McDonald's hamburger. What should be read into these messages by the children of this nation? They're dying at the hands of the adults. They're dying preventable deaths. And I blame the parents. I blame the families. I blame the clergy. I blame the CEOs. I blame the educators. I blame the politicians. And I blame these people who don't vote. And I blame these people who vote for people for the wrong reasons. People attack me this week on Twitter because they say black people voted for Obama because he was black. I try to explain. We've had 43 white presidents of this country. Now, if white people voted because they were white, fine. And if black people voted for one black man that they had the opportunity to vote for, fine. Why not? After 43, why not? But it just so happened for me that wasn't the case. Beginning right up to the day of the primary vote, in the beginning, I was backing Hillary Clinton all the way. But when I talked to the men all over the city, some my family, some friends, and some strangers, some people in authority on the radio and the TV talking about the possible election of a black president. And when I heard the pride and saw the pain that they felt when I would say, I'm backing Hillary, I knew then that I had to change my vote. I know I'm just one person, but I knew then that I needed to vote for Barack Obama this time around and the second time. Because the children of this nation needed to see somebody like them. And the children who he didn't look like needed to see somebody like their best friends. Or like the person who raised them. Because my mother, a black woman, raised a lot of white kids who grew up to be very good human beings. The hands that rocked the cradle were the hands of black women who produced black children in the black community. That was a time when our children were special to us. And not just to the parents, and not just to the aunts and the uncles, but to the neighbors. And now children are killed every day, preventable deaths. And preventable deaths is not just by guns, because in actuality, a lot of the deaths our children are experiencing are not even from guns. But when we put it all together, the guns, we got to count the illnesses. We have to count houses burning down that shouldn't have. We have to count children dying in cars that shouldn't have. We have to count children being killed on highways by drunk drivers. We have to count children being killed in vehicles that was malfunctioning, and the companies that made the vehicles knew they were malfunctioning, and they kept those vehicles out there taking lives, preventable deaths. We got to count it all. We have to count children who drown in swimming pools. We have to count children when police officers run up in places and kill 2- and 3-year-old children and kill children in their mother's arms. We have to count the deaths of our teenagers where police officers feel they have a right to be jury, judge, and executioner on the streets. And they have that right, and it's legal. And we got to get rid of that legality. And we can by voting, by registering to vote. September 22nd is Register to Vote Day in America. And we need to register to vote. And we need to decide right now what we will do to save the life of a child. And we better know, even if you don't believe in God, you better best know that there is a price that will be paid for the death of every child when there was a preventable death, no matter what, which way it should have been prevented, whether we should have provided food, a shelter, or got rid of the guns, or gave them health care, whatever. We are responsible as a nation to save our children.